Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's funny. Some will be offended because they're being called bad fans. I'm more offended at the definition of bad fan. And you and I think we've had this conversation in different ways through the years.
Yep.
The whole West Coast fan thing, I've never dug it. I don't really understand the concept of if you don't allow your life to crater to hell when your team loses, then you're doing it wrong. If you don't get into a fight in the parking lot, then you're doing it wrong. And oh, by the way, if fans of the other team show up to your building, that means you're a bad organization, as opposed to maybe, sorry, we live in a really great area with great weather where people flock to both for vacation and relocation, which is actually why LA and San Francisco and others are consistently filled with a lot of people from the other fan base.
And also the fact that, you know, the Niners brand is so big and so good that in many other buildings, the Niner fans take over. Does that mean that these other fan bases are bad? Because, you know, Green Bay, it doesn't happen. Philly, it doesn't happen. But most other places, it actually does happen with Niner fans because it's such a big brand and there's so many of them. So for me, if you want to talk about bad fan behavior, it's kind of what you're talking about where, you know, you're going to physically harass the opponent. I was at a Niner game back at the Stick a long time ago and sitting next to a Ram fan in a Ram uniform. And this woman behind me took her full beer and poured it on this woman's head. And the Rams were winning. And it's just, that's how we're going to treat this person.
Yeah.
And there was not much trash talk going on from anybody at all. And this poor Ram fan, I mean, she got up and she was flustered and she left and, you know, the Niner fans around, the other Niner fans are like, yeah, you showed her. And it's like, is this what we're doing? That to me is bad fan behavior.
I completely agree. So here's why we're talking about it. Celtics owner Bill Chisholm on the White Noise podcast with Derek White, I mean, comes direct. Forget West Coast. It's Warrior fans.
If you don't live here or you didn't grow up here, I don't think people understand. Like, I've spent a lot of time in California, and the Warriors are great. I don't like the Warriors, but the Warriors for people that live there are great, and they've been very successful. But you know, people go to the game, they go home, and they have their dinner, and they, you know, they Warriors win, lose. You know, it's fine. You got other things. You go to the beach, you know, do whatever. Go up to Tahoe. Celtics lose, and people are like depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Friday I was like, I just can't wait for Sunday now because you know that was tough. And like people, like it's different. People really internalize it here.
It's my favorite when people, because I've had this happen 1,000 times. If you don't live here, you didn't grow up here.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Maybe, and then he talks about, I spent time in California.
Maybe you all don't understand what we're doing here. Maybe you don't understand that this is your entertainment dollar, not some sort of a narrative about your self-worth. Like, this is, I've never, and I want to go, I've never been to an SEC football game. I want to go.
Oh, it's so fun.
I can't wait to go. But I don't want to stay. I'm not moving to Oxford, Mississippi.
College Station, middle of nowhere.
You're all nuts. You know that, right? Like, I want to visit it. I want to watch it the same way, like, I don't know, you know, if some sort of crazy show comes to town, I might buy tickets. Like, I'll go check you all out. But this idea of, like, if you say the word Auburn in an Alabama house, like, people are getting disowned and all. Like, I know where the coach lives because he called on fourth down at my high school. Like, you're nuts. You're nuts.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
Well,
not us.
I don't know if they're doing it wrong, but I
think they are.
Depends on the culture and, you know, what you're doing and where you're from. And I was thinking about the Auburn, Alabama story from, had to be like 12 years ago now, where the Alabama fan went to Toomer's Corner, which is in Auburn, and he poisoned all the trees.
Yep.
And that's like the most iconic spot for Auburn and Auburn fans. And so, yeah, you're going to take it to that level where you're just going to go out there and poison these trees that are, you know, iconoclastic with Auburn. And so, yeah, we hate the Dodgers, and there have been violent things that have happened on both sides of the aisle. Giant fan on Dodger, Dodger fan on Giant, and that's the exception. It's not the norm, and that's awful. But, yeah, you go to an SEC game, and it's rabid. You get six home games a year, and it's going to be your life.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, every market obviously is different. We're a very, very big market. I mean, even this, I hate sort of grouping L.A. and San Francisco. I worked in L.A. for years in sports radio. If you could put up, and I know people don't know exactly what this means, it's kind of loosely a percentage of the listening audience in all of radio. If you could put up a two share, or hell, if you could put up a three share, good Lord. You about to get a big old contract extension. Now, in San Francisco, we can more than double that.
Yep.
And right now we are. And this is, you are listening to a top five radio station in this market right now as we speak. So you're going to, and that's not to brag. That's because the Warriors have a great fan base that really cares. And it's because the 49ers have what I would argue in these last 5 to 10 years has clearly, based on data, become the best fan base in America. You travel the most. You don't lose your minds the most. You don't not talk to your family when the Niners lose. You don't go commit a crime. You don't start screaming at athletes from the other team and yelling racial epithets.
No. Nope.
You don't do that. But
we don't chant blank you Draymond right in the NBA Finals.
But you'll get on a plane and go across the world in order to watch him play. I think that's awesome. So Bill, you're doing it wrong. This fan base is doing it right. That's like, you know, I'll spar with y'all about Steve Kerr and Kyle Shanahan, but I think you two, these fan bases, y'all are pretty great. Y'all are pretty great.
And in general, you have a great appreciation for what we have. And yeah, we're upset when our teams lose. When the Niners lose in the Super Bowl to Kansas City again in overtime, that's something that fans have a hard time getting over. And you may never, quote, get over it in terms of sports, but outside of a week of just being really down and bummed that your team was so close and they didn't win it, we all move on because, you know, it's what we do out here in the Bay Area.
Let's go to Eddie in Los Gatos. Eddie, thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, guys. Calling here basically as a, you know, born and raised Nebraska fan, branded at birth, going to be for life. So, you know, past 25 years, haven't had a lot to cheer about. But, you know, like, Nebraska fans are right in the middle of the country. We're even keeled. We have a couple knuckleheads, but we do get upset during the games, but then we move on. We're good fans. Like, at home, my kids are going to hear me, you know, run the dang ball pretty loudly a couple times, but game's over. 5 minutes of grunts going, we'll get them next time, and then we move on. But it's good. Us fans, we're good to the opposing teams. We'll help you find directions to the next restaurant after the game. But it's like after the game's over. It's all good. It's just a game. Yes, we're passionate. I think probably some of the most passionate fans of all of football. I mean, we're still selling out after Tom Osborne left 25 years ago and have nothing to cheer about. But you just got to, you know, get your passion in the game, darn it, get it out, and then move on. But you don't need to be crazy about it. I agree with you guys. You're dead on. Just, you can get passionate, yell, run the dang ball, catch the ball, why'd you drop it, and move on.
So. Eddie, thanks. I like, full agreement. By the way, I want to make sure that nobody thinks I'm sitting here like the, in some sort of coastal elite vibe as if we're like above the outcome of the game. I scream at electronics.
Right, and we also will hold a grudge. Like if I said names like Kyle Williams and Kwaski Tart, and you know, you mentioned Russ Ortiz before. And
I love Russ.
I do too.
Yeah, I love Russ.
But, and you know, ultimately it wasn't his fault that Dustin let him keep the ball, but there are certain names that are trigger points for heartbreaking losses. Even Roger Craig, fans who are old enough to remember, and like some fans will put Roger Craig in a certain box based on one fumble, and I hate that.
I hate that, but I will, that, okay, I mentioned the 0-2 World Series all the time, but as a kid, the Roger Craig fumble against the Giants, which I believe led to a field goal, was the final score 15-13?
Sounds about right. Is that Matt Barr, I think.
That might have been the saddest I've ever, like, sports saddest I've ever been as a kid. I had to go do what I considered meditation, and this was before people meditated. I don't meditate, but like...
Back then it was called screaming in your pillow and crying.
Yeah. I mean, I lived on a street that right at the end of the street, there was a big park that had a basketball court, and basketball was my sport growing up, and I was just like, I have to go over there with my ball and by myself. And I needed to just go shoot for about 90 minutes to get over that Roger Craig fumble. Because the Niners would have won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Niners were the best team in the NFL that year. That was so sad. But, yeah, that's it. Like, I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not saying that we don't. Like, we've all watched people lose their mind at the games. I've certainly lost my mind at games, and sometimes not at games. Like, yes, I yell at electronics.
Yep.
I am not proud of it, but I do it. I do it. It happens. But, like, that's, to me, that's when the definition comes in. What do you do when the game ends? Devastating loss. What do you do? How long does it stick with you? That, to me, that's sort of the tale of the tape, which is why this comment by Bill Chisholm got me so much. Listen again.
If you don't live here or you didn't grow up here, I don't think people understand. Like, I've spent a lot of time in California, and the Warriors are great. I don't like the Warriors, but the Warriors, for people that live there, are great, and they've been very successful. But you know, people go to the game, they go home, and they have their dinner, and they, you know, they, the Warriors win, lose. Yeah, it's fine. You got other things. You go to the beach, you know, do whatever. Go up to Tahoe. Celtics lose and people are like depressed. Mm-hmm. You know, Friday I was like, I just can't wait for Sunday now because, mm-hmm. you know, that was tough. And like people, like it's different. People really internalize it here.
Okay. Yeah. Like listen to the two sentences there. When we lose, people really get depressed. And then his last sentence, people really internalize it here. I'm kind of, and I, again, Bay Area fans and specifically Warrior fans, how does it make you feel when you hear the owner of the Celtics say that? I don't think you're supposed to internalize that. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. Internalize.
Yeah. You can internalize it, and you can, and I think about Shasky when we have this conversation because I do think that he internalizes it and he externalizes it through his great social media content on Instagram and whatnot and TikTok, I'm sure. But at the same time, I don't think that it affects the way he goes about his marriage or his life as a father, his relationship with his family, all the other things that make Butcher Boy Joe Shasky himself. So you can internalize it. And I think that Grandy, to this extent, you know, over the Niners and their two Super Bowl losses since he's been an adult, and even the one when he was a kid in New Orleans against Baltimore, I'm sure that those have been internalized, but I don't think that, you know, his days are jaded by the fact that the Niners haven't won a Super Bowl.
Like, what'd y'all do? Take me back. Let's just do the one 2 years ago.
Okay.
What'd you do? Mahomes hits Skippy over there in the end zone, whatever his name is. Who was it? Was it
Mecole Hardman?
Was it Hardman?
I think so.
It was Hardman. Hardman catches a touchdown, and all right, what happens? I mean, obviously, like, you sound like Cheryl Bosa for a second.
No, not Hardman.
But, like,
not Harbaugh. Not anything words. But Harbaugh.
Anyone but Hardman.
No, come on.
Not Miko Hardman. Anyone but Hardman.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, no, babe.
Oh, no, babe.
Yeah, there's got to be an oh, no, babe. What did I do yeah, after I like, Cheryl Bosa?
How long does that stick with you? And I know that a lot of you are like, it's still with me. But I mean, like, in a real way. Did you stare at a wall for an hour? Did you need to go for a walk? Did you lock yourself in a closet? Did you yell at a family member? Did you hit a dog? Did you not eat for a week? What happened? Because I was just like, wow, that sucks. Are you guys hungry? Like, let's all go eat together and talk about how that sucks. Like, I can't believe that they lost. The Warriors play tomorrow.
Let's go have a blanket snack.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's total being bummed. And that, like, yeah, I'm still bummed that they didn't win that game.
Bummed.
But there's no internalizing it.
I'm watching it at home
okay.
with my 18-month-old daughter. And
you didn't yike
my
it.
Significant other, who was watching from the patio because she may or may not have had the vid. So we're socially distancing. She's got a chair on the patio with her own bowl of snacks. And I'm watching it with my 18-month-old who doesn't really yike it. She's not that locked in. I tried to get her to yike in. And that the whole thing goes down the way it went down. And, you know, I look at it and I internalize it for about 8 seconds.
Yep.
And then I look out at my lovely wife on the patio, and I just basically said to no one, turn this blanket thing off.
Turn
this
it off.
Blanket. I didn't need to see
I don't want
confetti.
To celebrate.
I didn't need to see Patty and Trav. I saw the play. I saw the replay. And I saw it a third time, and I was like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need any more of this. Bloop.
Yeah.
Turn that blanket thing off.
Yeah, let's go do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do, Granny? Granny's looking up into the sky like, I mean, this, yeah.
The most recent one, I was hosting our post-game show, so I just had to immediately hop on the mic.
You were working.
Which is kind of a difficult thing to
it's also,
process your emotions when you have to do that.
Totally.
You're kind of doing it live on air.
It's also a blessing, though.
Yeah.
Like, I can relate
Niners
to you.
Niners FNOT.
Well, I can relate to you. I think I've told you this before, that I was not just, like, getting ready for post-game. I was live on the air when... Kyrie Irving hit the shot, game 7, Warriors Cavs.
Oh,
like,
boy.
I was like, me and a guy, a host named Brian No, we're on Fox and we're just, we're on. We're on and we're like talking about it. I'm like, oh my God, did Kyrie Irving hit that shot? It's Father's Day. We're on the air.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And, like, you got to be kidding me. A team that lost 9 basketball games all year, you're not going to win the title? There was no way to grieve it. There was no way to yell about it. We're doing a show. So you're just like, yeah, boy.
That sucked.
What a moment for LeBron. Oh, wow, he's crying. Like, it was awful, but it also sort of, it prevented the thing that you would normally do if nobody was watching.
That was probably the single worst viewing experience of my life.
Yeah.
Because, and I've told the story before, I was at a friend's house who will remain nameless because we used to hang out all the time back in my first go-round, and we were a little bit behind. So we had paused the game, and you know we were about 7 minutes behind on the game. And then you get down to about a minute to go in the ball game, and this thing's in the balance, and all of a sudden, boop, the recording had ended.
Oh, God.
The recording had ended, and so we're out of recording because he didn't add in the extra half an hour. So now the recording ends, and so the only thing you can do is you hit exit, and it jumps to live, and you see the Cavaliers celebrating.
Oh.
So I went from, I think the Warriors were maybe down one, or it was like the last minute, and this thing was in the balance, and all of a sudden, you know, would you like to delete this recording? And so you're like, oh my God, before I answer this question.
I'm thinking yes.
Well, you don't know. So then you hit exit, yes. And it goes live, and they lose, and now you're like, okay, now I can't even really mourn properly. Mm-hmm. And then you go through and you pick up the pieces of what happened. And so after the fact, I was able to live through the Kevin Love defense and the Kyrie Irving jumper. And the feeling wasn't even like the fulfillment of real disappointment. It was knowing I was going to be disappointed because I knew what happened. And then watching it again, it was almost like, you know, dying for the second time.
I just, every time you tell this story,
the worst.
I tell you, it is Exhibit A. It's not the only evidence, but for me, it is Exhibit A, and you know this.
Yep.
I will not. I refuse to watch games I care about taped. I won't do it. I refuse.
It wasn't taped, but we were a little behind.
It makes my shoulders go up whenever, and this happens. I'll share this with you because, you know, we're friends. What the hell? I don't need to be Mr. Perfect over here. There are moments where maybe I could be at one of my kids' games, and it's like during a Niner game, and I'll grab one of the parents of the other kids and be like, could you take him to the, we're not doing that.
Right.
I'm not taping a Niner football playoff game so that I can go watch one of my offspring sit on the bench or even if they're playing and they're crushing it. Like it's just part of it is my job, but like I can't stand the idea the whole way we do it now. Your phone, it's us. Our phones are going crazy in the middle of games. We're all communicating in real time. Social media is everywhere. I don't think I can effectively get from point A to point B without knowing what's happening in the game. So we're not doing it.
Yeah, and this was 2016. It was a little bit.
It's different.
A little bit. I mean, I remember going to my buddy's house, and it was the four families that we always hung out with, and it was Father's Day, and so one of the families might have been running late, and so, yeah, let's just pause it. Let's pause it and wait for the so-and-sos to make it. That way we can all watch it together, because all the dads and most of the moms, we're all totally locked in on this Warriors experience, so we all want to share it together. You don't want to have somebody come in late. I understood it, but I never knew that it would get to that point of, do you want to delete this recording? And, you know, it might have been the final 41 seconds of the game or whatever it was, which is really 8 minutes in real time. But, yeah, so that one, that's the one I'll never forget. Father's Day 2016.
So did you miss the chase down block and the three?
I think maybe the chase down block was the last thing we saw. Mm. I'm trying to remember what I saw because a lot of it I've blocked out.
That'd be amazing if Iguodala went up and it stopped right there. Like,
you see LeBron, like,
it's like he's going to dunk it. And you're like, it just stops. And you're like, but I'm sure he dunked it.
I'll text my buddy.
The Warriors are ahead.
I'm still in touch with, and I'll ask him, how much of the game do we miss that fateful Father's Day at your house?
Dude. Yeah. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Here's something I agree with. Thank you for texting in. Let's see. We're 510. He says, I don't know about the Super Bowl losses that hurt, but there's something about the conference championship loss that really stings. I don't know what it is. And I can't even tell you which conference championship game loss you're talking about, but I can share this. I found the game in Philly to be one of the more gut-wrenching fan experiences I've ever had in my entire life. Not because they lost, because I've never, ever felt more so in sports like I've been robbed. Like I felt violated. We were so looking forward to that game in Philly.
Kind of like the way Pacers fans felt last NBA Finals,
For sure. But I mean, like, so excited for the game. And an hour and a half later, we're running the Wildcat with Christian McCaffrey. I'm like, this can't be real. This cannot be real.
Yeah.
But it was.
Josh Johnson led him down the field.
By the way, though, when the game was over, I did not internalize that. I ate.
Well, that's one you can't internalize.
Yeah, I ate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.